Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy, TJ, Hope, and good morning. I'm a little stuffy. Is anybody else stuffy? Mm-hmm. I think it's the pollen.
Oh, the pollen. It looks like it's snowing outside. Every time I drive down my driveway, there's tire tracks like it just snowed.
That's crazy.
Cottonwood. We haven't opened our pool because of the cottonwood flying all over our backyard. And Steve's like, I'm not going to bother because it's a nightmare to get it out of the pool filter. So we just leave it covered.
Hey, we were talking off the air about names and kids. The names that you gave your kids, you picked them out. You love them. You love those names. That's why you gave them to your children, right?
Yeah. Would you care if your parents were like, those names suck? Why would you pick those names for your kid?
If my mom did?
Yeah. Would you, if you like were like, okay, here's the name that I'm thinking. And she was like, that's a terrible name. Would you still go with it even if you loved it? Or
yeah, absolutely. Sorry, mom. Sorry you don't like it. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
There's a woman going viral on TikTok with the 8 types of names your mom will hate.
Oh.
Names that are typically words. Hope is not on this list. But pepper, lemon, bliss, danger, and stone.
We know a danger.
Yeah.
Well, that's technically his last name.
Yeah.
But we all call him Danger like it's his first right. name.
I like stone.
Stone.
Yeah, I think that sounds like strong.
Stone. Brr. Come here, little stony.
Stony would be cute.
Little stony. Well, maybe it's better for a pet.
Little brother comes along, you call him Boulder.
Yes. Stony Boulder.
Nature-inspired names like meadow, cove, ocean, and river.
River, there's an actor, cove. River Phoenix.
Yes.
River's been around. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody named Ocean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one threw me off. Elaborate fairy tale names like Calliope, Aurora, and Theodosia.
Theodosia. That's just mean.
I think I know an Aurora. I think I may have gone to school with an Aurora.
My friend's niece is Aurora. She goes by Rory.
Oh. I think it's pretty. When I wanted to name, I went into the Shakespeare realm. And then, but those are kind of popular, like Olivia. And there was,
every year that's, top of the list.
Yeah. Ones. So I was like, and then you get into like the weird ones. And I was like, all right, never mind.
We need to bring back those classic World War II names. Dorothy.
Well, my niece is named Vera.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, I love it.
Mildred.
Yes.
We need to bring Mildred back.
It'll be back. Don't worry.
Don't make that face.
I'm not trying to make a face. I just.
World War II generation. World's the greatest generation. We need to bring those names back.
No, I have some terrible, and they're self-acknowledged terrible names that are Rochester themed that I thought I would run by you.
Is this a list that you have for your unborn children? Is it?
Yeah, that I love that everyone tells me I can't name my kids things, but okay. I need some support. I need to be reaffirmed that they're not terrible and that they're actually great.
Let's just watch TJ's face and see the face she makes when you say these names.
Go ahead.
First, I'm going to give you the nickname and then what it's short for. First one's obvious. Jenny.
Okay.
With a G for Genesee.
It's cute.
All right.
Cody with a K, short for Kodak.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Lilac.
Uh-huh.
There's Rose and there's Lily. Why not a lilac?
Lilac. All right.
Yeah.
Terry, short for Ontario.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Little Annie.
Kanan, short for Canandaigua.
Kanan. Okay.
And Connie, short for Canisius.
She can name all the kids after the Finger
Hemi
Lakes.
After Hemlock. Hemlock Hemi.
There's a lady going viral because she's saying that there's a bunch of names that her mom doesn't like or something like that.
Said that, right? These are names, if you're pregnant having kids, that your mom, so the grandma, will absolutely hate. And she's like, you should steer clear of all of these names. Going through names that are typically words. Pepper, Lemon, Bliss. I shared some of my favorite names that are all Rochester themed. Shocker. That all my friends are telling me that are terrible, but I'm obsessed with. But one I didn't share that I also think would be adorable would be Rochester with the nickname Rocky. I think that's cute.
Okay, when you put it in so Rochester as a name.
I think, a first name.
Okay.
Like Austin, like Rocky. Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my family actually has somebody in it named Rochester Monroe.
What?
First name Rochester, middle name Monroe.
Dun, dun, dun!
That is my great-grandfather. And I actually have a picture of his tombstone somewhere that I'll have to post when I find it. But that's two generations back.
Double dipping with Monroe as the middle name. Rochester Monroe.
Yeah, wow. I feel like that's just someone who like doesn't know. They're walking around waiting for this baby to come out. They're looking at road signs.
They accidentally wrote the address instead on the birth certificate.
Rochester wall, plant, window.
Plant tree. Nicknames. We all end up with nicknames at some point. Now, in high school, I've talked about this on the air. I was Ducky to a lot of people because I look like the guy from the movie from 16
Games. Are you mad about it?
No.
You sound a little butthurt about it.
He's a nerdy dork.
He was the friend zone.
Oh, 100%. I was.
It's tough to be in high school.
And I was also, to my family on my sister-in-law's side, I was Biddy. And I'm still Biddy. I'm in my 50s, and some of them still call me Biddy. Because at the time, little sister couldn't say Billy. It was Biddy. So from that point on, it was just Biddy. So, you know, little Sunday called me Biddy. And then everybody. I see people now, 40 years later. Biddy, how you doing? So it's still.
It's all right to be little Biddy. You'll be okay.
Maybe that song was written for me.
Little Biddy.
You guys have nicknames in your family?
Just her siblings call her Sissy. I don't know how Morgan became Sissy. I don't remember it happening, but it just kind of happened.
It's been around so long, you just don't remember the origin.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Or Morgan, ever. Ava and Liam's always like, Sissy, Sissy, did you talk to Sissy? Like, she doesn't even have a real first name. Her name is just Sissy, and I'm pretty sure it will be for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
To them.
You know how, like, babies, when they're starting to learn how to talk, like, everything has to be two syllables. So, mama, dada.
Yeah.
all the kids around me growing up, it was always Hopa. Because hope is hard to say, so it's Hopa.
Hopa!
And then my one cousin, it was always Hopa, Hopa, oyster. I don't
know. That makes no sense.
Nothing.
Again,
does.
Just throwing together words.
A lot of them don't
Window.
Make sense. Yeah. I have trouble believing mom and grandma are still on speaking terms after this story. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Talking about names that your mom would hate. So, grandma of the child. And I said one of my friends, when her mom was in the hospital giving birth to her, filled out the birth certificate. She's hopped up on morphine and other drugs because she just had a baby. And the grandma comes in and changes the birth certificate.
Why?
Grandma's last name is Sage.
Okay.
And she went through and like rearranged the name so that Sage would become my friend's middle name. It was supposed to be Emma, first name, Grace, middle name, last name. Her grandma went through and changed it while her mom wasn't paying attention so that her first name became Emma Grace, one word, and Sage became the middle name.
Maybe grandma didn't know she did it that way.
Oh, no. She for sure knew that she did it that way.
Interesting.
I don't remember how does that work with the name? Is that paperwork you fill out in the hospital?
You know, I recall.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, with my oldest, she was like, it all just happened so quickly. And then I had, like, I woke up from an emergency C-section, and then it was like day two, and the nurse came in and she was like, you have to name your baby. Like, she...
Time's ticking! Checkout's at 11 o'clock!
You can't stay here. It was just called, you know, baby. That, like, and then your last name. And she was like, you need to name your baby. I was like, if I could just, like... not feel so weird for 1 second and clear my head, because they do. They keep you right on that drip.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So we just, I don't know. Grandma came with my grandpa. My kids have always called her Grandma Teresa or Grandma. We were talking about grandparents' names and how some people don't even call their grandma.
Both of mine
grandma.
Were just grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Like, they don't call them grandma. They call them Cece or Dee Dee or Dada.
I had grandma and then Meemaw, because my Meemaw is from Memphis. And then she became Gigi and she became great grandma.
The name changed?
Gigi.
Well, for her great grandkids, they called her Gigi.
Okay. All right.
I called her Meemaw. And, you know, got to keep all these kids straight, wow. At least then, based on who's calling you what. But my aunt, she became a Mimi. The one that's thrown me that's been becoming popular is Lolly.
Lolly?
I don't know if I'm just friends with, like, a lot of grandmas on Facebook, but they're all calling themselves Lolly.
So why, 585-252-9233, why grandma and grandpa do you want a nickname? Does it make you not feel so old if they're not calling you grandma and grandpa? Is that what it is? Like, let's be honest with each other. Because my kids call, you know, it's Grandma Teresa. Grandma Cece, you know, it's always grandma and then their name. And that's always what they've called them, or grandpa.
Yeah.
There's been no nicknames and
no Nana or granny.
Yeah. And way down the line, when I become a grandmother, you know, far down the line, I'll be called grandma. I'll love that.
Hope, do you want to start the spreadsheet now?
No.
On how soon it's going to happen. We're talking names this morning at your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. Lots of people chiming in on the text line. 252-9233, especially when it comes to names for grandmas.
Yeah.
Sue from Newark says, my daughter has four children. They're all grown now, but each one of them has a different name for me. Grandma, Grandma, Grandgum, and Mama.
Grandgum.
Grandgum. I don't know where that one came from. That was probably a little kid who couldn't say grandma.
Yeah.
And that's just how it came out. So that's how it
stuck. Or you're the grandma who always had the gum.
Right. Oh, that could be that.
I had one of those.
Grandma
who always had the gum. This goes, you know, the grandmothers nowadays is not, they don't look like the ones from like the Waltons, etc. We look way younger than the past generations have. Hence the different nicknames. according to this text.
My grandmother, I can show you pictures of my grandma at my dad's wedding. He was 20, I think. So she was probably in her early 40s. She looked like she did when she was in her 70s. It's the clothes. It's the hair. It's the pointy glasses from the 1950s and 60s. Like, whatever it was, that look just made her look like we think of grandmas.
This texter said, I asked to be called Mimi. I'm 42, but most people think I'm in my early 30s, so I'm not comfortable with grandma.
Yeah, 42. That's
just
pretty young.
Just own it. Just own it.
That's pretty young to be.
And then
grandma.
When you're out in public and a kid calls you grandma, somebody will look at you and go, no way you're that kid's grandma. There you
go. Yeah, and problem then you get a compliment.
Solved. Yes, a little pat on the back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.